Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. More on the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht. The federal government, of course, accusing him of running the Silk Road, the infamous underground drug marketplace. We'll continue with some of the latest on that. The trial resumed today, kicking off its second week. But also your calls come first here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Let's go to Abel in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Hey,
good to speak with you. And I'm going back to a little lighter note here. To me, two of the greatest internet trolls that we have calling in on Free Talk Live are James in Arizona and Dave in New York. Poughkeepsie, there you go. And I'm just curious what people think, you know, who's the most annoying? We love to be annoyed by them now and again, just for their audacity, I guess, is one way to put it. You could shut them down and not have them on, but that wouldn't be Free Talk Live, would it?
Yep, that's certainly true. Well, that's an interesting question, and maybe it would be...
It's been posited that they might be the same person.
Like who's a comedian, posited that one?
A comedian acting as both of these people.
No, that's unbelievable, because they actually were on the phone with one another at one
time. Well, we did that partly to disprove that notion.
Oh, I don't recall doing it for that reason. I just did it because it'd be fun. Hey, thanks, Abel, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Maybe
we'll ask that question. Oh, wait, you can't do that anymore on Facebook. I was going to say they used to have questions, and thanks again for the call, on Facebook, and they still do on, like, the Facebook group, but if you have a page, you can no longer ask a question. We used to be able to ask a question and then provide, like, polling choices.
Yeah.
So we could have written up the question.
Who's more annoying?
James in New York or, James Witt, or James in New York, David in New York or James Witt. And then you could have added an option, too. Like, if you didn't agree with those two choices, you can add a third option. They don't have that anymore on Facebook pages. What a lame thing for them to do.
Well, I can tell you, my guess is that, the majority of the people on our Facebook page don't even listen to the show. You know,
that's probably true.
They're interacting on Facebook. They added us because they saw a meme
they liked.
Oftentimes, I can see in the thread that many times people have no clue that they're even posting on the site of a talk show. They just don't know.
So I guess what we'll have to do is we'll ask the question, who is more annoying, on our Facebook group, which is only for Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the amp.freetalklive.com. So just go and get signed up. And if you want to do more than $5 a month, we sure do appreciate that too. But $5 is all we're asking. That's money that we use to invest in Free Talk Live to get our show on more radio stations around the country. Over 155 stations right now. We can get on more than that. It just takes money to advertise, market, and promote. You can get perks like access to that Free Talk Live Facebook group, that AMP-only Facebook group. There's also the AMP-only podcast and forum and more. Go get all the details, and then please sign up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, we've got Michael W. Dean. He's calling us from the underground bunker in Wyoming. At least that's what I presume you're doing. Michael, good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from the underground bunker. I'm calling about David Crowley, the guy that was found dead with his wife and child next to him this past Saturday near Minneapolis.
Yeah, we talked about this briefly toward the end of the show with Derek J. last night. You actually did an interview with this guy.
Yeah, if you can, I'm reluctant to even talk about this, and I'm not, like, pimping the fiends, you know, like, oh, go check this out, but... go check out the episode. I'm The stuff that would be link bait for other people, we lose listeners over, and I get death threats over. So I'm not, you know, I was reluctant to even do this topic, but I replayed last night on The Fiend Show. It's the top thing on The Fiends right now. The interview I did with him 2 years ago. And the reason I want people to listen to it is because I've heard a lot of people, even Liberty people, being like, oh, he did it. You know, like Derek J. pretty much was like, oh, he did it. I don't see any other possibility. And I am not
did
a conspiracy
guy. Did he say that?
Guy.
I don't recall him saying that.
On Facebook, not okay. in the show. You know, or like, you know, almost certain, like, you know, just well, basically writing it off.
My position is it's completely plausible based on what little I know about the guy, and that is that he created this trailer for a movie called Gray State, which apparently was never released, the full-length movie, but the trailer was released a couple of years ago, and it was around that time when you interviewed the guy. And my response was essentially that it seemed like fetishizing violence against the state and that it wasn't, you know, my cup of tea, but I can certainly understand why a lot of libertarian types would enjoy that. It might have been my cup of tea probably 10 years ago, but I'm not that same person.
Yeah, I know. You're a recovering bayonet polisher.
Yeah, right. I was a
gun polisher.
It's kind of
like people that quit smoking hate being around smoke. They're like smoke Nazis. You're kind of like that about prepper stuff and gun stuff.
Well, I don't
stuff.
Mind people having, you know, prepared for. I've got some canned food in the basement.
I know,
paper,
but you're, you know, but any talk of like, oh, they're gonna take us and off to the camps, you know, you.
Yeah, it seems paranoid. It seems paranoid to me, and that, you know, the trailer came off to me as like, oh God, this is this guy's fantasy of violence against the state, and it's not something I wanted to be associated with. But now you've got the guy's body and his wife and his daughter all dead in their home, and the allegation is that he killed them and then killed himself. You know, did he snap? Did he have a mental break? And during that mental break, he had all these weapons around because he's one of those, you know, gun polisher guys.
Okay, first of all,
seems like, plausible. That's all.
You and some other people, including Derek J. And Derek J's kind of backed down on this. I've talked about it since yesterday. But you guys are completely misjudging this guy, like book by its cover. I talked to him for, you know, did like a 45-minute interview and did like a...
Yeah, I heard a good portion of it. You were playing it on your show last night. And,
yeah, I heard it too.
That was playing back before Free Talk Live on LRN.FM. So I did hear a couple of segments.
I did a 40-minute pregame with him too and really kind of like... I liked him and really kind of bonded with him more than with most people that I interview. You know, I won't claim to know him, mm-hmm. but I'll say, like, I was rooting for that guy, and he was a brilliant artist. The whole interview we did was 95% talking about the craft of filmmaking. It's the only interview with him like that. You know, every other interview is like, so when is the new world order going to take away our right?
Yeah.
You know, like this was artist-to-artist kind of thing. And the guy was brilliant. I had a lot of respect for his technical ability and his vision.
But that doesn't mean he couldn't have had a mental break and then shot his family.
It doesn't, but, you know, there was no indication that he was anything like that. People can change, but... you really are, and other people are judging a book by its cover. The guy was a filmmaker. Like, do you say Tom Cruise is a murderous lunatic because he plays one in a movie? This guy, when he started making the movie, he was like not into this stuff at all. And he was like, you know, oh, this is a good topic material. And when he got to the trailer point, he kind of believed some of it, but he wasn't like bayonet polisher nutty. And he actually was talking at the end of the interview about people that were threatening him for having made the movie. You know, I think there's three possibilities. He snapped and did it, or a government agency did it, or the third possibility I'm not hearing much about is, you know, some private citizen who didn't like his take on their vision of, you know, the end of the world. I mean, he was getting people like saying he was a COINTELPRO agent, calling him a, you know, Zionist plant, all sorts of stuff. He was attracting a lot of weirdness out of the woodwork. And I really think that
this story has struck me as bizarre from the beginning, and
it's very bizarre.
I don't know why it set off my spider sense, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy by any stretch, but for some reason the story just struck me as strange. Well, do you happen to know if it's true that he had just raised like $3 million in venture capital?
The only source for that is Jordan Page says that David Crowley told him that. And, you know, I like Jordan Page, what I know about him. I'm not saying he would make it up. I'm also, you know, maybe David Crowley was depressed and, like, said that.
Well,
who knows?
So he could have been lying, or it could have been a deal that fell through, but it's certainly interesting.
Well, just it's interesting, Michael, that you said that he wasn't into any of this before he kind of came onto this topic as an assignment, essentially. Oh, this would make an interesting production, and then sort of fell down the rabbit hole. And that rabbit hole can lead to some very dangerous, depressing places. Let's talk more about that coming up here in moments with Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in. Username's lrn.fm. And that's where Michael Dean is. He's one of the Freedom Fiends, the founding Freedom Fiend, I guess one could say. And we'll get back to that discussion here in a moment about this filmmaker who was found dead along with his family. Apparently, they'd been there for a while, at least a few weeks. We'll talk a little bit more about that situation. But first, Mark.
You can join more than a million people, millions of people, actually, who have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. There you can incorporate a business or create a will or a living trust and even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's go back to Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends at FreedomFiends.com. Also, the developer of Fiend Phone, which we should be talking over tonight, Michael Dean. We shouldn't be using this Skype connection, although it is still a little more convenient to use than Fiend Phone. But Fiend Phone's coming along.
I'm ready when you are with the Fiend Phone, man.
All right,
absolutely.
Well, that's cool. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that in the future. But you'd called in to discuss this situation. What's the guy's name, the filmmaker?
David Crowley.
Okay, so yeah. He's making this movie, or was making this movie, called Gray State. It wasn't really up my alley, but, you know, some people would probably enjoy the trailer that that was released. And
is then, Red Dawn up your alley?
That was pretty entertaining, I have to say, as a Hollywood film.
It basically was Red Dawn, except instead of the Soviets, the enemy is the federal government. And a lot of people misjudged
it. I love Red Dawn.
People said, oh, it fetishized violence. He actually says in this interview 2 years ago, people say I fetishize violence, and he used that phrase, and I don't fetishize violence. The guy was barely even a gun guy. Like, Derek J is more of a gun guy than this guy was. He was in the Army, and he knew guns, and, you know, the scary picture of him with the mask on, that's props, you know, for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's being mispainted a lot. You know, people are just dismissing it like, oh, this is what fetishizing violence gets you. You know, you kind of said something like that. And Derek J took it even further. Like, oh, I think I'm pretty sure he did it. And
So what you're saying is, well, what you were saying before was that when you were talking with him 2 years ago, he was new to the whole Liberty scene, that he had decided to do this movie and then sort of went down a rabbit hole. And I remember at one point during the interview, and maybe I misheard it, I didn't write it down, but he said something like, the movie is darker now than it has been. And that says to me that he was progressing down a road of, you know, this sort of despair.
That says to me that he was progressing to audience reaction to the trailer.
Okay, so that's fine. I would like to, however, back up for a second. In applying Occam's razor, when you find a house full of dead people, the number one thing you should think of is the father of the house took his guns and shot everybody, because statistically that's the most likely thing to happen. The next step is to say the mother of the house took the guns and shot everybody.
Or the child.
And then you can go to home invasions. Yes. And then you can go to, you know, maybe a friend or somebody who owed was money. Like, there's a few things, you know,
someone who hated his trailer. I'd say that's even more plausible.
Government agents sneaking in the middle of the night and doing it is probably a bit down the list. So I'm going to defend anybody who said, you know, that, hey, I'm going to start with choice number one until there's some evidence to move me down to choice X.
I don't defend that, and that's what I'm concerned about, is people immediately saying they know the answer. And the answer with everybody seems to be either the government did it, of course the government did it, which actually nobody can say that with absolute sure that it was a false flag unless they were there carrying out the false flag. So
sure.
People shouldn't say that.
Of course.
And then other people, like Derek J was saying yesterday, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, it looks like, what else could it be? I don't see any other evidence.
Well, we haven't seen any evidence.
See any other evidence, that's what you should assume it is.
No.
Well, no, I mean, I don't assume anything.
Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
Well,
obviously,
all three of you people in that room and Derek J, I have heard horrible things about on the internet.
Sure.
That if I'd never heard anything else about anybody, I'd assume were true. If I never knew Derek J, if I never knew Derek J and I saw his trailer and I'd never heard anything about it, I think he was like sexually attracted to police or something, man. You can't judge someone by their art. And I love that movie. I mean, I promoted that movie and helped it get distribution. But,
yeah.
You know, you can't judge somebody on one thing. I talked to the guy. I feel like we got in each other's heads, and I felt like I came away from it better. He was a very human person, a great artist. All I'm saying is the game that people play when someone dies violently of, oh, it's this or that. It's gossip mongering. And you're really ruining someone's reputation for life. I think when you're someone with a big audience and you can influence people and you're saying, oh, I'm sure it's got to be this. Or like,
well, I didn't say that. I'd like to point out that I said that I think it's plausible what might have happened with him allegedly. And I said allegedly killing his wife and kid and then killing himself. All I said was it's plausible. I have no evidence whatsoever. I have not been to the scene of the crime. I have not seen anything that has been presented. All I've heard have been some headlines and some stories about, you know, what allegedly might have possibly occurred. But I don't think any of us has seen any evidence.
Well, you posted a thing that said, like, yo, guy fetishizes violence, ends up dead. Like, fill in the blanks. Like, it seems like you're implying, and a lot of people thought you were implying, like, oh, this is what happens when you fetishize violence. The other thing that, like, isn't that widely known is the police said that the back door was, the sliding back door was ajar. You know, that could be something you left by accident, but you guys are missing the point, kind of. The point isn't he killed his family for sure, or he didn't for sure, or the government did it for sure, or they didn't for sure, or somebody didn't like it. That's not the point. The point is you're messing with somebody's, like, absolute legacy for perpetuity when they're not around to defend it, when people say, oh, I know what happened. And I don't like seeing that happen. And at some point, one of you guys in the room is probably going to have something painted on you that didn't happen. And I'm not going to jump.
Sure, it's happened already.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's happened already.
My headline was filmmaker fetishizes violence against the state, comma, allegedly murders wife, comma, child. And that doesn't mean that I've taken a position on anything. That's just...
Well, fetishizing is a loaded term.
Well, that's my opinion. That's my opinion about what that trailer was, and I'm not going to change that opinion.
I also think that you are wrong and about that he fetishized violence.
Okay.
Because he directly addressed that, and, you know, he was making art.
Well, just because he said something doesn't mean that it wasn't fetishizing violence. I think
what does that even mean? Can you define for me what fetishizing violence
like getting
means?
Off, like getting off almost on the fantasy of killing federal agents and turning it into artwork.
I mean, well, here's an example. V for Vendetta. Every time they blow up the Parliament building at the mm-hmm. end of that film, I have tears running down my
sure.
face. Is that fetishizing violence?
No, not necessarily, because the Parliament building is empty at the end of that particular movie, so technically no one innocent died
there. One more important thing is where's the money? This guy raised like $60,000 for
a film. 2 years ago.
I want to know where this movie is. You called him a filmmaker.
Well, the other thing is,
you make a film.
I've seen a story, and I don't know if it's true, that says he just got $3 million in financing to finish his film. And that doesn't sound like a prelude to suicide to me.
He also posted on Facebook that he was almost done with it.
Well, then it should be easily releasable, unless somebody trashed his files while they were in the house as well. Michael, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You make up your own mind. I'll post the trailer on our Facebook.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We started talking about the Ross Ulbricht trial. There's, of course, more to say about that. If we get the chance, we will. But now the conversation has gone in different directions. You, of course, can call in and bring up anything you'd like. Michael Dean called in a moment ago from the Freedom Fiends to talk about this Gray State. It's a movie that we were asking a question about whether or not it was going to be released. Well, Derek J. actually just came downstairs here at the LRN.FM studio to inform us someone has released the rough cut of this film online as of tonight. So what is close to, you know, finished product, semi-finished product, is apparently now available.
That changes
available.
My opinion a bit. Like, it moves it in a direction.
Well, because the question was, he'd gotten all this money, the $60,000, maybe $3 million, according to some reports, to ostensibly finish this movie. And the claim was that he was close to being finished, and now that apparently has been proven in that someone has released the rough cut.
Which militates against a despair situation. I mean, one of the things I could imagine leading to despair would be raising a bunch of money and then not being able to produce a product.
Yeah,
well,
even
sounds
if you were
like he was pretty close.
Well, right, but if you were in a situation of despair, that wouldn't necessarily lead you to the conclusion of killing your family. I mean, that's a total mental break if that's what indeed happened. And the allegations are that this man who, I'm sorry, I've forgotten his name again, but the filmmaker of Gray State, that he had allegedly killed his daughter, 5-year-old daughter, and his wife, and then killed himself. No one had found the bodies in their own home for a number of weeks. And so those are the allegations. And, you know, what I had said previously was that I thought this trailer for Gray State was fetishizing violence against the state. And, Rich, right before we went back on the air, you said there's nothing wrong with making a movie about that, right? No, of course not. I mean, V for Vendetta was a fine film, and I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. But, you know, it was obviously
David
fiction.
David Crowley.
That was obviously fiction. This is clearly fiction as well, but it's based on a belief system that a certain number of people, they hold to. And if you watch the trailer, and I don't think you saw the whole thing.
It sounds like very Alex Jonesy when you start talking about FEMA camps.
Yeah, it opens up with FEMA.
It's not my brand of
It opens up with RFID, like people are getting forced chip, which is, again, a very Alex Jones kind of conspiracy movement thing. Not to say it's not happening. You know, there are some people.
They're tracking you through your cell phones, people.
They don't need the chips, right? They don't need the chips because you're automatically.
You're carrying it around.
You're voluntarily carrying the tracking chip with you. But so it starts out with that kind of those trappings, right? Like FEMA, which is the. They're actually. They have military looking guys, but they have the FEMA logo on their chest.
Yeah. And that seems odd to me. Yeah, like. What it made me feel like is this is aimed at a particular audience.
Sure,
to some extent, I want to distance myself from that audience, and it gave me that feeling.
Right, and then it moves on into, like, the government abducting people and killing people, and then there are some scenes that appear to be, and again, it's just a trailer, so it's hard to, you know, when you see things happening in a trailer, you can't really extrapolate what the actual movie is going to be like, but it appears as though that in the trailer, we just watched this just a moment ago here during the break, so we freshened up on it. But it appears that in certain scenes of the trailer that there are what appear to be militia members fighting with federal agents in the streets of whatever anonymous city this, you know, movie is taking place in.
Yeah, but I believe it was Minneapolis or St. Paul or something like that.
But did it appear that way to you? I mean, you had these guys who didn't have FEMA written across their chest. They looked like they were the heroes of the film. And there was definitely, you know, some gunplay going on and some people getting shot and killed.
Good old-fashioned, God-fearing Americans shooting big, bad government stormtroopers.
That's the feeling that I got from this trailer. It's like, okay, this is this filmmaker's vision of what could happen, and this is, you know, maybe what he wants to see people do, and that is use violence against state violence. And that,
well, at some point, I would want to see people resist. I mean, speculative fiction asks the question, what if? And obviously, Britain's government is not the government that's portrayed in V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. But if it were, I would certainly approve of overthrowing it by any means necessary, including blowing up buildings that did contain people.
Yeah, see, I won't say that. I don't support violence as a solution. I don't think that that's the right thing to do. I think that you're only going to get more violence when you use violence. It's one thing to take the position that you should use defensive force against someone who's attacking you and your family directly.
That's what was happening in this film, though. I mean, these are government agents dragging people off, putting black bags over their heads, Ian. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the government's coming and putting a black bag over your head, 10 seconds before that was when you were supposed to start shooting.
Yeah,
right.
When that happens to your neighbor, you have a right to defend them. You have a right even to go back to the source of that violence, you know, just like... the bombing of, leaving all conspiracy theories aside, the bombing of Pearl Harbor would justify a strike against Japanese military power to prevent it from happening again. There comes a time when the state is dragging away so many people that you kind of have to fight it. I've been known to say that the only reason I don't advocate the revolution is because I don't think we would win. And sometimes you have to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the argument, but I don't promote that particular viewpoint. It doesn't make me feel comfortable.
It shouldn't make you feel comfortable. It is good that war is so horrible.
And I wouldn't make a movie.
I misquote.
And I wouldn't participate in making a movie that sort of puts those ideas on screen and maybe not overtly says do this, but ultimately, you know, puts that message out there that this is going to come to to violence and that this is what needs to happen and this is what the person I used to be. I mean, I used to be the person who expected it to come to violence. I had body armor, I still do, and, you know, machine guns and that kind of, or, you know, semi-automatic rifles. But, you know, I had guns and I had armor and I was preparing for the end, and that's, you know, I don't believe that that's going to be a fruitful solution to the problem of violence in our time. And I've come toward
another
peace.
Thing war
that you
does have to not look at determine here. Who is right. War determines who is left. You know, you have to survive in order to put your fruitful solution into practice.
Yeah, well, because no one has made the movie that you want to see doesn't make this a bad movie. Now, what I have
I've seen plenty of good movies. I like V for Vendetta.
Right. Well, you like violence in your film unless it somehow looks at the Liberty Movement, right? Like, you believe you've staked out your claim in the Liberty Movement, and what your sort of opinion is there should be no violent films that have anything to do with the Liberty Movement.
I didn't say there should be no violent films. All I said was this movie makes me uncomfortable.
That's
I feel like it's
feel.
Violence fetishizing against the state, and that made me believe that it's possible this guy could have killed his wife and family if he indeed is this, you know, gun guy. But Michael Dean says he's not a gun guy, or at least he wasn't 2 years ago, but maybe he became a gun guy within the last 2 years. He certainly had plenty of weapons in the pictures that have been shown online of this guy, although Michael's claiming those are all props.
I can't imagine Chris ever shooting Colleen, but Chris is most definitely a gun guy. If you go up to Chris and ask him, are you a gun guy, he's going to say, hell yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
So I
most
don't
people
think
won't do the things they'll do when they have a mental break.
Of I don't think being a gun guy contributes one way or the other to the discussion of whether he killed his wife.
I didn't say that it did. I don't think that because he's a gun guy, he killed somebody. I think that he was a gun guy. He had a mental break. And when you have a mental break, which I've had, you are not in touch with who you normally are at that time. If you're having a mental break, you want to keep guns away from that person. That person should not have guns around them during the time frame of their mental break. And what I'm saying is, if this guy surrounded himself with weapons and did indeed have a mental break, we don't know, but if he did, that could have been what led toward the killings. I mean, maybe if he didn't have guns around, he would have stabbed them to death. I don't know. It was a mental break, in my opinion.
If he did it at all.
It kind of reminds me of Archie Bunker's, would you feel better if they was pushed out of windows, little girl? When she cites a statistic on how many people are killed with guns each year.
Yeah, so I have no problem. Make the movie. I mean, make all the movies you want. It's not my kind of movie. I'm not going to promote it, you know, as though something I would want to see or something I would enjoy watching. Make your movie, promote your movie, and have all the guns that you want. All I was saying was that those things about him, that he made this, what in my opinion is a violence fetishizing movie against the state, that and that he also allegedly had guns, that means it's believable that he could have had a mental break and killed his family. I don't know what actually happened. Nobody does.
True.
At least nothing we know of yet.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79. Plus, pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula
that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you're already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you on. If you don't get on tonight, no worries. We're always here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please do your shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon. Through the different links you'll find there, there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and you get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of whatever it is that you're looking to purchase. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Now, interestingly, we'd heard the claim that there were this movie, Gray State, the producer or director of which has been found dead with his family in his home, ostensibly been there for weeks without having been the bodies having been discovered. The claim is that the man shot his family to death or killed them and shot himself. And who knows what the truth is. I just said previously that it's a plausible claim given the violent, fetishistic nature of the film that he made surrounding, you know, killing agents of the state. And I asked the question on Facebook. Michael Dean says the Gray State trailer does not fetishize violence against the state. Ian says it does. What do you think? So if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to join us on the Facebook page. You can reach that by going to news.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, oh, there's something I wanted to correct. So the claim was that this movie, Gray State, we were wondering, well, what's the status of this movie? He raised $60,000 on Kickstarter 2 years ago in order to ostensibly make this movie. It's now 2 years later. He's dead. What's the status of the film? Well, Derek J. came down. He said someone informed him that this movie has been released in rough cut form online as of today. Now, we found a link to that movie as supplied by one of our listeners, and that's actually the movie in question, this two-hour rough cut, is actually a documentary about Gray State. So it's not actually the film. It's not the feature film that has yet been released. So we still don't know the status.
Did he produce it? Could this be where the $60,000 went?
The documentary?
Right, because one of the things that we're sort of speculating here, one of my concerns is that maybe he took the money, didn't really produce the movie the way he was supposed to, and now sort of things are catching up to him, and he's feeling bad, and, you know, whatever.
Made a documentary
about
making a trailer? I don't know. Let's go to John. He's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. So my point being, the movie itself is not what was released as a rough cut. That is a documentary that is a rough cut. Anyway, go ahead, John in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you guys were talking last night about the American Sniper film. And
yes,
I've
sir.
Seen it, and I've been watching the public reaction. And this seems to be one of those topics where people start making threats or implied threats of personal physical violence. People like who are reacting to criticism of the film or of Chris Kyle. And, like, for instance, Dean Cain, the actor who used to play Superman, who always seemed like a terribly nice guy, has been threatening Michael Moore and Seth Rogen on Twitter, saying, like, you know, he would beat them up.
He could just use his laser eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm wondering what you guys think about, you know, what is it about a topic that brings out these threats of physical violence in you know, especially in people who you would never think of it otherwise.
I think it's the basically near religious adherence to the American flag, to the flag. It's flag worship and patriotism. These concepts, which are so very useful to those who are in power, but not particularly useful to those who tend to do it. I'm not saying that there's not some role for it, that maybe people might be, you know, like in some separatist movement or whatever, they finally get their freedom or from some centralized
England.
Government. But what's that? From
England.
Right. But, you know, I mean, after that, at some point it tends to morph into a monster.
Yeah. I tend to agree, and I guess my thought is that it also demonstrates a real moral insecurity about the question, is that you don't get that mad about something that you feel very confident about. You get mad when you feel like the charges against the military, against soldiers, these criticisms that are made, you get mad when you think that they might have some moral validity.
Mm. Yeah, and I guess you mentioned Seth Rogen. I guess he's been making headlines over the last 24 hours for speaking out in critique of the American Sniper film, calling it a Nazi propaganda film. And so,
which he didn't really do. All he said is he said it reminded him of the movie that was playing in the third act of some other movie.
Inglourious Basterds, which was
Inglourious
a movie about
Bastards.
Nazis.
Right, but that's different than saying it reminds me of a Nazi propaganda film as
well,
text.
I think
it's one thing to say it's like a Nazi propaganda film. It's another thing to say it reminds me of this movie that happens to be
a Nazi propaganda film.
Nazi propaganda film.
I'd say it's splitting hairs, but I get your point.
Well, there was some use of color fiction filters in a Meatloaf video that made it remind me of an Herbal Essences commercial.
But I think in this case, he was referring to what was a Nazi propaganda film in that other movie, Inglourious Basterds. So go ahead, John. Anything else you want to share?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the comment that Dean Cain was responding to when
right.
he said to Rogen, "I want to kick your ass."
Yeah, well, that's the level of discussion that you can expect to be had on this issue, right? Because there's no real intellectual thing that you can say to defend the violence of the military besides, I'm going to kill you too.
Also, in 140 characters, you can't sort of rebut whatever. I mean, how are you going to rebut in 140 characters whether or not this is a Nazi propaganda film? I mean, you've got to lay a basis. You've got to lay a foundation. You've got to make your arguments. There's no way to do it in that period of time. All you can really do is say, bite me.
Well, you have the same thing on Facebook where you have more characters.
Thanks, John, for the call. I appreciate it, man. Let's continue.
On Facebook,
here.
You have the time to write an essay if you want, but I don't write essays for people for free.
We have Hal in, or Al, rather, listening in Bangor. Is it Hal or Al? I'm not real clear on that.
You know, either one's going to do, gentlemen. But what I'm here to talk about is that, in addition to rock and roll, the primary downfall of this country has been the eating of sweets. Yeah, you know, the great Martin Luther in our Lord's Savior's right? Please don't laugh, gentlemen. He advocated for the mortification of the flesh. And I just want to say that this country has never recovered from the devil's combination of peanuts and nougat, which is known as the Snickers bar. No, actually, I just told him to say that I used to work for federal court, and I wanted to tell you guys that there's absolutely nothing to the sovereign citizen stuff. It has no effect whatsoever on the outcome of any trial.
Oh, yeah,
it's a bunch
of
BS. But I mean,
there are no magic words.
Well, precisely. This is not how they train you in law school. This is not how the courts work. You have to cite precedent. You can't just say magic words and then all of a sudden we're forced to, you know, hand over some sort of decision. But how do you guys identify a sovereign citizen? What are the code words that you look for? Basically, because it identifies me with someone with a nut. So it's always handy to have that on hand.
Well, you know, you don't really encounter them very often, believe it or not. I mean, even though we're here in New Hampshire, where we're trying to attract as many liberty-minded people here as possible, there have been very few people who've come here over the years. I mean, I can count them on one hand, how many people have come here with this sort of sovereign citizen, I'm going to use magic words in court mindset.
I want to see it work, frankly. I mean, if somebody wants to try it, I'm willing to go and, video it.
Yeah. And by the way, of those people who I can count on one hand, it's not a whole hand that I need to count on. And of those people who did come here, not a one of them ever actually went into a courtroom to prove their supposed, ideas. So. If they come around, you'll know it because they'll start talking about what you should do in court and, throwing out all kinds of theories.
That's entirely correct. And I think that the thing is they're not really liberty activists at all or even pro-liberty. I think they're just very desperate people that think they can get themselves out of, you know, having committed a crime or having, you know, gotten foreclosed upon in their home by using some magic words. And it's the same sort of magical thinking people have when they think they'll hit the lotto.
That's true. There's some overlap between the sovereign citizens and the liberty community, but it's not a complete overlap.
There's some basis. I mean, when they say that they declare themselves a free man upon the land, apparently that does have some actual basis in the Magna Carta. The thing is that the Magna Carta was a contract between the king and the nobles, and as such, it doesn't have any force in the United States, although it does have force in places like Australia and Canada,
where the Constitution
told.
Outlaws writs of nobility or whatever it is. So the Constitution specifically outlaws nobility, and since the Magna Carta is a contract with nobility, it has no, other than sort of being historical, has really no precedent.
By the way, that was a great call, I have to say, Al, Hal, etc. I knew it was fake as soon as you answered the first question, but it was awesome. Awesome and very creative, and thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check Rich out at nhjury.com.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely in glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja Market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.